This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. One of the big challenges many former offenders face as they reenter society is finding a job. Many businesses are reluctant to hire someone with a criminal record. The Beacon of Hope Business Alliance in Cincinnati was created to provide hard-to-hire individuals with an opportunity to be employed. And joining us to discuss the Beacon of Hope Business Alliance and Second Chance programs are Nehemiah Manufacturing Company President Richard Palmer and Nehemiah Manufacturing Operations Manager and Second Chance Employee Michael Taylor. You can join the conversation at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Mike and Richard, thank you for being here today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Richard, tell us what the Beacon of Hope Alliance is and why it was founded.
Sure. The Beacon of Hope Alliance was formed really as an outreach from Nehemiah Manufacturing, which is a company that we started about 6.5 years ago as a for-profit business. We do consumer products, but we also started that as a way to provide jobs in the inner city and give people a second chance at employment. And as we've been working through our business, we found that there's a great need to give people second chances in the community, and it's been very good for our business. And so as we've developed a strong workforce of second chance citizens, we wanted to share our story with others and encourage other business owners to be open to giving people second chances. And so the goal of the Beacon of Hope is really to let folks know that there is this workforce out there that's available, highly productive, and there's a process that we've put in place to help people bring on second chance citizens.
But even though you started this as a for-profit company, though, you had this idea of being a second chance spot for people, didn't you?
Absolutely, yeah. Our Nehemiah mission is building brands, creating jobs, and changing lives. So the building brands is the for-profit piece of our business, per se. And then the creating jobs and changing lives really is the social aspect of our mission. And what we found is we have a highly productive workforce. We have very low turnover compared to what you typically see in our industry. And so we want to encourage other business owners to give people second chances and really highlight the great work that many social services agencies in our region are doing, and just really let business owners know that there's a path and a process there to make second chance hiring easy and productive for their business.
Now, how many of Nehemiah's employees that fit this description of formerly incarcerated or hard to hire?
Sure. We have a little over 100 employees and 75 or 80 in a manufacturing and warehouse capacity, and 75 or 80% of those, so 60 to 65 employees, are second chance employees.
So about half of your employees, it sounds like.
Half of our total, and probably 3/4 of our manufacturing and warehousing staff.
How difficult, Richard, and how many challenges are there to people who they've served time, or that maybe they're hard to hire because they have a spotty work record? How tough is it for these folks to find work?
It's incredibly difficult for people to find work. You know, there's a lot of companies, you know, probably for the right reasons initially, that just have screened out people that have a felony record or maybe a history of drug addiction or a spotty work record. So it's very difficult. There's so many barriers, and you know, I think people find doors closed right out of the gate, so they don't get a chance to share their work background or share their story with employers. And what we found is these are people that have served their time in a lot of cases. They've paid a debt to society, and they're ready to get back to work so they can provide for their families. And they are, because of that, they're very motivated, and they're incredibly productive, and they become very loyal employees. And when we team with social services, so they have some support network there to support them as they're making that transition back into the workforce, they can be incredibly productive and have turned out to be our best employees.
And how have Ban the Box initiatives helped these folks?
You know, I think it's a very positive move. And so as more, you know, governments and more companies have adopted that, it at least enables people to share their story and share their resume with employers so they can take that first step.
Michael, tell us your story.
When we're talking about the barriers that you face when you're out looking for a job, when I was made a choice to change my life, it was very difficult to go out and try to find a job. I would find, you know, low-paying jobs, and they'd only work me for a couple weeks. Went through a few temp agencies, and then what was happening was, you know, people would want to hire me through the temp agency, but once they did their own background check, I was immediately dismissed. There was a situation where I was working for somebody for about 6 months, and they wanted to hire me on as a supervisor. Well, they told me about it. I got real excited. And then the next day, they escorted me off the property with two armed guards because they had done their own background check and didn't like what they had seen in my background check. And it's very depressing. It's deflating when you get that kind of rejection. And it's hard to stay positive, stay motivated, stay on the right path that you put forth for yourself if you keep getting those doors that shut in your face. When I came around to Nehemiah and they opened the door, they knew what my background was, they treated me with respect, that builds you up. It builds you, you know, as a person. It lets you hold your head up high. And I can't imagine, I mean, having the life that I have now without Nehemiah and all the gifts that they've given me. So it's been a journey, but it was very difficult trying to get your life on track. Without consistent employment, you don't have that money. You can't start building and get back up on your feet if you're constantly bouncing from job to job and low paying jobs. So
Richard, how much does this help reduce the likelihood that someone who's a former offender is going to end up back in prison? I mean, how much does this reduce the recidivism rate? Because what Mike is describing here is you have to get pretty discouraged at some point, and some folks go right back to crime, don't they?
Yeah, I would have to think it would have a big impact. You know, a job is fundamental, obviously, for somebody to be able to rebuild their lives. You know, not only the income aspect of it, but the purpose that you have when you have employment. And it's a reason to get up in the morning. It's a reason to be proud for your family. And it's a reason to start to rebuild some of those social networks. And so, you know, that's why we're trying to rally the business community with the Beacon of Hope, is to really step up as a business community and say, we can be part of the solution here, and we can help reduce the recidivism rate in our community and really tap into this workforce. Because when you talk to business owners, one of the key challenges every business owner faces is talent attraction and retention. But when people have that box on the application, they're ignoring a large pool of talent that they could bring into their organization, and that it has this broader societal impact, as you talk about, Mark, with reducing recidivism. Mm-hmm.
Do you know by chance how big the problem is here in Hamilton County? Have you seen the number before of the number of people who are released from jail who are out there looking for employment?
Yeah, the number is around 2,000 people a year who are coming out of prison just in Hamilton County. And so it's a significant number. And, you know, these are men and women who are going to, you know, go back into their neighborhood or with their families. And, you know, one of the first steps they need to take to rebuild their lives is to get a job. And, you know, if they're not able to find meaningful employment, they're going to, you know, weigh on their family. They're going to weigh on, you know, some government solutions. And so we think that the business community can play a key role in addressing some of these challenges.
So, Mike, how long have you been working now for Nehemiah, and what's that been like for you? How's life working out?
It's working out very well now. I've been working for him for about 4.5 years. Prior to working at Nehemiah, I was living with my parents. I was a burden on my parents. Since then, I have moved up quite a few times at Nehemiah. And one of the best things about Nehemiah is it's not just a job for right now, and there's room for advancement at Nehemiah. I've gone from, you know, a temporary employee to an employee, and then worked my way up to operations manager. And the confidence that gave me is something that I'll hold for forever. I've very much, you know, stepped into what they've allowed me to have. The opportunities were endless for me when I came to Nehemiah. And since I've come to Nehemiah, I'm now engaged. I've moved out and bought my own home. I've bought two vehicles. And like I said before, I'm able to hold my head up high. I'm not embarrassed about what my background was. I'll tell my story. I don't have any problems telling my story, because without everything that I did in my past, I wouldn't have found Nehemiah. And since I found Nehemiah, that's really when my life has started. That's when I've started, you know, like I said, being proud of myself and being able to hold my head up high and not being a burden on my family. And it's been a blessing, and it's been a journey.
So you've been through some really difficult times from what you're telling me. And did you think you'd ever get to this point?
No, I did not, honestly, especially after all the doors that were shut in my face. And my background was drug addiction, and then that led into some other issues that I was having. So being down in that hole that I had dug for myself, but being down in that hole, I didn't see a light. You know, I didn't see a way out until I found Dan and Richard at Nehemiah. And since then, like I said, it's been an uphill battle, and it started the day I walked through the doors of Nehemiah. That's how important that employment was.
Yeah, Mark, you know, we would tell the story from a different perspective, and Dan Myers, who Mike referred to as our CEO and really our visionary, is it's a blessing to be able to work with people like Michael, and he's a blessing to us. It's not the other way around. We've lost track of how many times we've been able to promote him because he has added that much value to our organization. I mean, it literally has been 6 or 7 times in the last 4.5 years as he's taken on new responsibility and taken us to new levels within our company. And there's a number of other stories like Michael's that we've been able to witness, and it's just fun to be a part of those stories. And it's made us a better business, and it's made us more profitable. And so that's really the story we're trying to tell with the Beacon of Hope, which is to let other business owners know that, yes, this is a good thing to do to help our community, but more importantly for them, it's good for their business, and it has a ripple effect on the other employees within the organization to be able to see stories like Michael's play out.
Who makes up the Beacon of Hope Alliance right now?
Right now, we have a group of about a dozen employers, as well as the key social service agencies in the city, as well as representatives from some government agencies, and then also the religious community. And so what we're trying to do is pull together all the stakeholders that are involved in this process of job retraining and getting people back into work, and really make it a business-focused effort. We're not trying to duplicate what the social services are doing. We're just really trying to amplify their message, because we have a great group of social services here in town, Cincinnati Works, CityLink, the HELP program, Urban League, and others that do a fantastic job of getting people ready to work. The challenge is finding employers on the back end that are willing to take people that may need a second chance, that may have some blemish in their background. And there are a number of other employers in our region that do what we do at Nehemiah, which is provide people second chances. So we've compared stories, we've codified best practices, and we now feel like we have a solid process to share with the broader region and let business owners know that they don't have to make all the mistakes that we made when we were getting started. And there's a proven process, and then there's social services there ready to help them take the next step.
Well, who are some of the companies that have come on board so far, and then some of the organizations that you're working with?
Sure. From a company standpoint, RodTech is one. It's a neat a manufacturer that does some great work. Lawn Life is a fantastic story. A gentleman, Tim Arnold, who's employed a few hundred people. He's a second chance citizen, and he's given opportunities to other Spring Dot, a local printing company that's been working with second chance citizens for many years, and others. And it's been one of the fun parts of putting the Beacon of Hope together, is to learn about what other companies are doing and the heart that many business owners in our regions have to give people second chances.
Is there more of a bond between a business and these second chance employees? Mike, do you see that in
Absolutely.
Your situation?
The loyalty that you see when somebody opens their doors and accepts you for who you are and the mistakes that you've made in the past, and say, once you walk through the door, you know, you have a fresh start here. You, like with my story, you have room for advancement. You have room to grow as much as you can grow. And they do so many things more than just employment. The social service that you talked about, we have instead of having our HR department on site, we have a social worker, which will help with housing, which will help with transportation. Nehemiah has gone out and actually bought an apartment building where they're helping people who need, you know, a residence. All these things that every turn they're asking, what more can we do for the people that are working out on the floor and at Nehemiah? And what you get in response is a very dedicated, loyal workforce that wants to give back to the company. So it's kind of a mutual relationship that's benefiting to both parties. And me being the operations manager and being able to see these people walk through the door and see how excited they are to finally be in a place in which we'll accept them for even the mistakes they made in the past, but also try to pull out their talents and push them forward into, like we're talking about, the beacon of hope, and pushing them forward even from Nehemiah maybe on to something better, and be able to get a bunch of businessmen together to move this mission that we're so passionate about onward.
So Nehemiah actually has like additional training and counseling and extra things that it offers the employees.
Absolutely, we do. One of the things that we recognized early on is that, you know, a job is critical, but our employees are still facing other challenges, finding housing, finding transportation, dealing with child care, getting their record expunged. So we took a little bit of a different approach, which is, as Michael talked about, we have a social worker on site, and her job is to understand our employees' dreams and figure out how we break down those barriers to help them achieve those dreams. And so it's been a big piece of what we do, but I really look at it, it's not that different than what other employers do to serve their employees. You know, you're trying to attract and retain talent. We take a little different approach based on our workforce, but it's really trying to serve your employees and make sure that we're breaking down barriers so they can be successful at home, which makes them better employees for us at work.
Yeah, obviously benefits to the employee and benefits to the company for doing this. Are there economic benefits for the community for doing this?
I think there absolutely are, because now, you know, people are gainfully employed and people are paying taxes and people are supporting their families in a bigger way. And, you know, we've had people that now have branched out and launched their own businesses and been entrepreneurs, which is fantastic. You know, we want to be that first step at Nehemiah for employees so they can come get their feet under them. Hopefully they can move up with us like Michael's been able to. But if they find another opportunity that they can take a hold of that fits better with their long-term dreams and plans, we highly encourage that.
Now, the Beacon of Hope Business Alliance is launching a community-wide effort that's called Employing Mercy, and you have an event coming up on Friday, Richard. Tell us about the event that's coming up.
Yeah, we do. Thanks, Mark. So we're having a breakfast event targeting CEOs and business owners. It's this Friday from 7:30 in the morning till 9 at the Museum Center. And the objective of this is to share the vision of the Beacon of Hope and talk about the success that we and others have had in providing second chance employees opportunities, and then let them know how they can learn more or hopefully take that next step in hiring second chance employees. Mm-hmm. And for business owners that are interested, and they could go to our website, which is beaconofhopeba.org, and register. It's a free event this Friday at 7:30.
And what are the overall goals of Employing Mercy? What do you want to see happen out of this?
Yeah, so our goals would be to provide second chance opportunities for those 2,000 people that are returning into Hamilton County every year. And of those that are looking for an opportunity and willing to work, we want the door to be open to them to have that opportunity to work. And we're thrilled with the growth we've been able to have at Nehemiah over the last 6.5 years, but we can't create enough job opportunities right now for those 2,000. And so what we want to do is enroll the broader business community in opening their doors to second chance citizens. And so we can provide those that really want to turn their lives around that opportunity to get back to work.
So how many businesses would you like to see become involved in this eventually?
Love to see thousands. You know, we hope to have a couple of hundred with us on Friday morning, and our doors are open to more, so people are able to join us. But it would be great to have, frankly, all companies in the region open to hiring second chance citizens at some point.
And there are links to information about the Beacon of Hope Business Alliance as well as the Employing Mercy event at WVXU.org. And Mike and Richard, thank you so much for being here this afternoon.
Thank you, Mark.
Enjoy talking to you. Nehemiah Manufacturing Company President Richard Palmer and Nehemiah Manufacturing Operations Manager and Second Chance Employee Michael Taylor.